They came one by one at first, then a few pairs, but soon carloads arrived, and by noon the highway was jammed, throngs of protesters cramming their way down the highway from Elder Bay Grocery to the South End Diner, chanting everything from "He's not my president" to "Keep your hands off my pussy hat." The so-called women's march here was pretty much men, too, a lot of them clad in their pink pussy hats. The Mrs. hated those hats. Well, not the hats, the name. Obscene, she said, and of course, that was the point. The new prez used the term to describe how he could grab a woman victim there, and she'd do anything he wanted. He says he's tired of political correctness. Now he's got a few million marchers mocking him. Welcome to the new politics. Me, I'm a big fan of hats. I'm a big fan of protest rallies, too, ever since the Vietnam anti-war riots at my college, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, back in the late 60s. Tear gas, National Guard troops, flowers and gun barrels, student sit-ins, student strikes, a world away from now, but maybe coming back. We sat still for the Iraq wars. We stayed quiet as the rich got richer and the rest of us could eat cake. We watched the money boys drag down the economy with their greed 10 years ago and then blamed Obama for the recession lasting so long. Now we voted in a billionaire playboy, thinking what, he'll create a level playing field? Okay by me if it's the women who take charge. Okay too if they wear those cat-eared pussy hats. Although, I may stick with my own headwear. The president, standing in front of the CIA's memorial to its fallen, ranted that the press had underestimated the immensity of the crowd who came to his inauguration. Not a word about those folks who had given their lives, just a grievance that the press had shortchanged his victory lap. The man wants to end political correctness. A few million walked the streets yesterday who agree. I may just have to get myself one of those hats. Or just stick little cat ears on the one I got.